I want first that Acharya Ratna Prabhu should say something. Who are
Acharya Ratna Prabhu ki
long time I was nothing. Jai and Vijay. Jai Baji also with also all everywhere with me. And Vijay was not here. And in past time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagai was with me everywhere but not Madhai. He is like Madhai Prabhu. I don't want to be separated with you. I'm also happy that I met so many devotees for long since I was not meeting with them. So many lady devotees and also male devotees. So many are here. I want that Shyam Sundar Prabhu should say two words. They are arranging so much and managing everything all. I was always worried for him and for his child Haridas. Always worried.
I don't know what to say. We're just all so happy to have you in our presence. That you can encourage us to make us stronger in our determination. That you come out our heart and make us real devotees. Can't say any more.
Very good. Radharaman Prabhu, I request Prabhu to speak the word.
I'm sorry I never come on time from this yet. But while you're here, I'm going to come to my utmost best of my heart and try and drown in your words and try and speak about people I knew to you, my new people, had never been in contact with Krishna. And we're going to start with that, bringing some sort of peace. Anyway.
Especially myself, is indebted to Bhudhat Prabhu, who is senior and sincere Vaishnava, initiated by himself, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. He is always inspiring me, always helping. Everywhere like Krishna sitting on the first part of the chariot, and carrying like Arjuna, me everywhere. And sometimes so much giving advices, good advice, how to preach here and there. So I request him to speak two words here to encourage us all.
Thank you very much for your kind words. A friend in the audience that you were speaking helped me put in perspective your words, and she said it wasn't exactly like Arjuna, the chariot, it's more like one of the horses. So I'm happy to take what burden I can to help you and help the devotees wherever possible. And I'm very happy to bring you here and share with the rest of the world the beautiful experience of you as a genuine Vaishnava. I think we're all aspiring to some high spiritual life, but unless we have the chance in our lifetime to really associate with a true, pure devotee, it remains somewhat, or it seems somewhat theoretical. But the experience of the pure devotee helps bring into our hearts the real experience, and even if that's all we're left with, that's such a genuine and always uplifting meditation and remembrance. So I know that you come here to share so many things with the devotees and to give them that kind of remembrance, to take it away with them. And once again, thank you very much, and thank all the devotees for having me.
I request Vrindavan Vilasini, who is the senior and sincere Vaishnava, as initiated by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, and helping us in all ways, so it is paid 2 minutes, 2 words. I cannot forget the help that Sita Thakurani gave me when I came to England first. So many devotees were against me, and she came with Anandini and someone else and asked so many questions, and when she was satisfied, then began to cut all the doubts of all devotees who were against me. So I request Sita Thakurani to speak 2 words. Helping so much with his whole family, always here, there, in India. I request him to speak 2 words.
Welcome to Wales, again, Thursday. We're a bit speechless and overhead.
Your car is outside.
Your car is outside.
Now I'm shaking my leg to say sweating and smiling.
Cost effective.
Yes, it's your parents, don't joke. Don't joke. No, don't.
I'm extremely happy. And everyone here is extremely happy to be through them. I want to be able to follow you seriously and be able to recommend you properly. And thank you for giving me strength and give all the guys your strength. Be able to hear you, take your instructions fully into their heart, and become adapting with your heart. That's what I think so. Thank you.
You know, all Gyananda Prabhu, so much qualified in all things. In kirtan, in playing on all instruments, preaching, writing, and he is helping me. And I want that he should help me more in future, more and more. And he should be ready to give his whole energy. So I request him to speak two words.
Beautiful day, we're so happy to see you with us. I think that Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has brought you here. Take care of his little children. That guru is no ordinary person. Swami Prabhupada wrote in a letter that when you see the moon and the clouds are moving across the moon. It looks as though the moon is moving. So when you see the movement of the spiritual master, that is not the real movement. So we should not think that that guru is ordinary person, so we can understand what it is in the senses. But I see the Prabhupada, I see the Gurudev, the firmly situated in Vrindavan, the Grand Krishna and all that sort of thing. And when they speak, it's the sound of the bride, the perfume of the bride. One day, Sri Gurudev said that he's like a woman falling. So we can come with a little symbol and get some water, or we can come with a cup, or we can come with a bowl, or open more and more and more. So I just pray for the grace to receive our Sri Gurudev.
I request Govinda Bhagat Prabhu that he should speak.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Vishnu Bhakti 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 Vishnu is how Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, is so wonderfully representing our Guru Parampara, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and his other brothers, and Srila the Bhakti's house, 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 the gone out of his way, his only way, to nourish, love, protect, giving so much watch and nectar to devotees. And just traveling with him in that space, you cannot but develop faith in such a person. Especially if myself, and I feel, I guess, after doing all of them, we have this connection with Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta. And I see how he is, as was mentioned earlier, how he's carrying on the mission which Srila Prabhupada has come and has started in the West. And I also see how there are devotees who may not be taking shelter of Srila Maharaj, and how they are undergoing a lot of perplexity, suffering, confusion. Maybe not all, but practically all, that I've seen in that situation. So I can only say how pleased Srila Prabhupada and the gurus, you know, Guru Prabhupada, they must be with Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana. And how fortunate we are to be able to take such association. Just as was mentioned earlier, that one devotee who passed away last week, Madhu Baba. Even I was going to bring him up and invite him, because I know I was a friend of his and his family. And just like that, the devotee, he passed away. So we are so fortunate to have such association and to be able to avail ourselves to hear such good harikatha which we come. And of course, because we are conditioned souls and there are so many things that will come up in such pure association, the mind may slip here and slip there. Like right now, I'm going through a process of the mind slipping here and slipping there. But through these situations, we should just really be very determined to take advantage of this very, very rare opportunity. Such a rare opportunity that even those who take birth in India or even take birth in Vrindavan, they may not be getting such opportunity. And here we are in such a far corner of this world, in Wales, and we have such great opportunity. So I can only beg Vaishnavas and Srila Gurudev that I myself will be able to really take the words and the instructions that he gives to heart, because this is the real medicine, this is the real panacea. Ultimately, we all know the philosophy, we have no problems. There's no real problem. The only problem is, are we actually taking satisfaction to heart? Are we actually imbibing the mood of this study? Srila Gurudev, I've heard him say before, that which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to, and then we turn to each other. That he has come to give that, but he has not come to get anything from us, but he has come to give us that. So that which is so rare, and myself, I don't feel, but I know my position, and I'll qualify that. But somehow we're in this position. So I'm praying to Vaishnava to bless me that I can be able to somehow imbibe some of his mood, which is ultimately, essentially the same as Manjushri Guru Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, and also most importantly the same as Srila Prabhupada
Maharaj. I request Sri Raghunath Bhatta Prabhu, he should speak two words.
Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Kapalishna Sayyogoga Vanaswami Sinaya. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Vartya Priyatmane Shishuma Bhakti Vidanta Nirayana Sinaya. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Kapalishna Sayyogoga Vanaswami Sinaya. meditation thing. Whatever that comes in your mind. The Guru Maharaj, the Lord Guru Maharaj, gave us a lot of instructions and philosophical understanding of Guru and as well as other philosophical understanding. But what stands in my mind is that he would often say the sadhu's words are not theoretical and the sadhu's words come true. So he said that actually sadhus are always there. So at this moment I'm feeling very grateful that although after the physical departure of our Guru Maharaj, but still, sadhus are always there who can actually keep us under their guidance on the path, just the consciousness. But as we progress, my realization is that I'm feeling so very low and unqualified, and I can just only beg the mercy of all the Vaishnavas and your divine grace to please bless me with one drop of your mercy so I may become qualified to render some service within the season and get the secretion so I may get proper sadhus hunger and take that sadhus hunger to heart. So I can't really understand the good fortune of coming into contact with the personality of your divine grace, but I know that actually the good fortune has been bestowed upon us. So all I can say is that I'm humbly begging for your mercy. Last week I asked you for one drop of mercy and you said you'd like to give me everything. So I would like to know how I can get everything. And one drop would be enough to keep me going, but if I can get everything, that would be expensive.
You could not understand.
I wish you could just give me one drop of your mercy. And you replied, you said, I would like to give you everything. So I'm asking you, how can I get everything? What do I have to do to get everything?
Yes.
So I will. I will humbly bend my ears and open my heart to your Shabda Brahma from your lotus mouth and into my heart. And it may become purified from all the narcissists. Thank you.
I request senior devotees like Anandini Devi, he should say two words.
You saved my life, you brought me back to life. When I was struggling so hard to understand your process instruction, alone, completely alone. The word devotees, alone. It's probably 1,000 devotees here at Bhaktivedanta Nilayana. But I'm still alone. To find somebody who wanted to speak Hare Katha, or even hear Hare Katha. I didn't know anybody. I would go to the manor and I say, I looked for somebody who was lying, somebody who was smiling and feeling good in their spiritual life. And there wasn't anybody there. Just for one or two. He couldn't be left and he was eager to be there. Something. And he didn't know who to go to hear from. And then I was praying for some help, and there was Sri Bhaktivedanta Narayana came here to for us. And then all of a sudden, my life changed. It was a whole family of people who had been wanting to hear all along, I just didn't know where they were. And all of a sudden, they were all together. going to give a wonderful Hare Krishna. And please bless me so I'll be able to take my heart.
Jnanasmirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhubhai Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna